917 KXT and Heartless Bastards join us in the studio today. Welcome, everybody.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
We got Erica Winterstrom, also Jesse Ebaugh, who usually plays bass. You're playing guitar today.
Correct.
And Mark Nathan, guitarist. How about starting us off with a song?
Sure. This song's called Parted Ways. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Town near the valley of
Heartless Bastards join us live in the studio. Great, great song, Parted Ways. Thank you. Yeah, you bet. That's from the new album, Arrow. Just came out this past February, and it really, by the way, it's a great, great sound album. And Jim Eno from Spoon produced it. You recorded it in his studio. How was it like working with him?
Jim was great. He's just such a positive person, and I think probably from him, you know, playing in a band over the years, like, you know, he approached the project as to us asking, how do you all want to sound? And he really helped us get where we wanted to go. And, you know, as I'm sure that he appreciates as far as working in Spoon, you know, that it's a sort of a collaborative effort between Spoon and Mike McCarthy. So, it was great. He asked us for examples of recordings and inspirations for the album, and he kind of studied up on mic sounds for each, you know, influence that we had, and really kind of helped us capture where we were trying to go.
That sounds great. Again, a really, really good sounding album. And you're not originally from Austin. You're from Cincinnati, and you guys moved down to Austin.
So as the band's kind of gone through some member changes, so everybody in a sense hasn't. Jesse has.
Yep, I lived in Cincinnati like 15 years. I met Erica a long time ago, living there when she moved there from where she grew up in Dayton.
So I've lived in Austin for about 15 years, so I'm not an Ohio guy. Nope. They got me down there.
How does the music scene kind of compare?
It's really
different.
It's definitely different. There's definitely a lot more bands in Austin. I mean, what is there in that, in HAM, the Health Alliance? There's like 40,000 musicians or something in it.
The thing about coming from someplace like Ohio is there are so many cities within 6 hours drive. You know, you can get a van and you can start driving around hitting, you know, from Cincinnati, Ohio, you can reach Detroit, Toledo, Columbus, Cleveland, Pittsburgh,
Nashville,
Chicago. Indianapolis, Chicago, all within half day's drive.
Five hours, right. Yeah. Even D.C.'s like 8 hours,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, New York's 11. And like for a Texan, it takes longer than that to drive from Beaumont to El Paso.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know?
I think it's 3 hours in every direction.
Yeah.
San Antonio. Or,
yeah. I think Ohio is a really great place for the band to get its start. But I moved to Austin sort of after a split from a long relationship. As much as I love the music scene, it's not what brought me down there. I have family there, so.
And you named the band too, didn't you, Eric?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there kind of a funny story behind that?
I used to bartend, and I would get off work and play those video trivia games, or like they have photo hunt and card games and such, like on bar tops. And I did trivia one night and it asked what Tom Petty's backing band was, and Tom Petty and the Heartless Bastards was one of the wrong answers. And I thought it was really funny, and it just kind of sounds sort of ridiculous and
tough.
It sounded tough, like Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I think like when I bartended too, like it, sometimes like a lot of the guys, like customers that would go in there, they'd always be like, hey, you Heartless Bastard. And they're just sort of used to that term and sort of this sort of joking manner, you know. So great. I never really thought, I mean, yeah.
Well, Heartless Bastard's in town tonight to play Lola's, and the new Lola's in Fort Worth, by the way. New album's called Arrow, and what are we going to hear next?
The song's called Gotta Have Rock and Roll. 1, 2, 3, 4. Gotta have a rock and roll. And oh, if you need to pick me up, well, you gotta have, gotta have, gotta have a rock and roll. Someday whatever and break free. I'm feeling so down, feeling so down. Where love, love, the way it was always heading for the wind, heading for the gotta have a rock and roll. And oh, if you need to pick me up, well, you gotta have, gotta have, gotta have a rock and roll. Someday, whenever I break free, I'm feeling so down, feeling so down. Well, our love, the way it was always heading for the wind, heading for the
Heartless Bastards in the studio with us today, 91.7 KXT. Great song from the new album, Arrow. Thanks for playing that.
Thank you.
It's a little different this way.
Okay. Well, I like the key change and then your falsetto. They're really, really good.
Oh, I'm trying.
No, it's good. It sounded really good.
It gets a little squeaky in the beginning, but it smooths out toward the end.
So, Erica, you learned to play music not from playing other people's songs, but just you started writing.
Yeah. Somebody showed me bar chords, and I just started
off to the races,
trying to write songs as I went along.
So, how do you know early on if a song is good or not?
Well, I mean, as far as ideas that come to me, I usually don't record them, or I just tell myself that if it's a good song, I won't forget it. So, sometimes I'll carry songs with me for years, and sometimes I'll forget for a couple of months and I'll just be doing something and I'm like, oh, I remember this song. Yeah, so I guess it's all up to opinion of, in a sense, other people. But that's how I feel, like a song is good, you know.
And you're able to, I read that you're able to remember parts and bits of songs you did maybe 10 years ago and you'll remind the band members, well, oh, remember you played this riff. And that. Does that happen often?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, actually, no, not really. Yeah.
I think maybe what you're thinking is, I know she has said in the past that she's able to remember ideas that she'd had years before.
I gotcha.
And yeah, I'll just remember never like fleshed a out. Song melody from 10 years ago. Yeah. And like,
it's still very impressive though.
Choose to work on it. But these are songs that are generally, that have never been worked on with a band. So as far as like reminding them of their own parts, I haven't done that. Because these, we've only played together for about 3.5 years anyway.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for coming in today. Heartless Bastards in the studio. They play Lola's tonight, and the new album is called Arrow. And Mark, Jesse, Erica, thanks so much for coming in today.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us.
No problem. Thank you.
You're listening to 91.7 KXT.